little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Malcolm Thomas calls about touch and go empathy. Have you heard of that? So that's, I can see, Amal, that that's a very important thing. And you've got a lot to say about that. Before we go into that in more detail, what I want to check is, was that the main thing you wanted to talk about? Or were there other things? So that I acknowledge, I'm hearing, I listened. And I just want to check, is that what you really wanted to do today? Because you do find, and you will definitely recognize, someone comes in, you get this whole load of stuff, and they actually say, really, doctor, what I want to do is talk about my chest pain, which is worse when I walk up the hill. And all the rest of the stuff is just stuff they do, or a build-up or whatever. So I think that touch-and-go empathy, thinking about process, and thinking about what are the crucial tasks, but what can I afford to leave? You don't need to fix everything. You're not there to fix everything. You're there to provide the next step. Thoughts, comments on that lot?
I was just going to echo what we talked about before, that when we talked about the expert versus the generalist and what our role was as a GP. And inevitably, we deal with emotional things all the time, and it touches upon everything. And a lot of the time, we will be in a consultation in our minds, trying to be making diagnosis and making decisions about who's the best person to deal with each problem and to guide the patients towards that decision. But you have some patients whose primary objective is to just offload, to share, to be there. And you need to make a judgment about whether you're the right person to be doing that. Now, we're very fortunate that we have some very skilled colleagues who form part of our IAP service who are very accessible, where if you perceive that really this is emotional health stuff that needs to be dealt with and that you can't adequately address that together with everything else in your 10-minute consultation, then it's okay to be sharing that with your colleagues. That's fine.
That is true, absolutely. And every referral carries within it a danger that it says, essentially, you're not capable of navigating your life without a specialist or someone else. Now, that may be that, you know, that referral can be very helpful. But it's also really important to acknowledge people's strengths and what they already have, and sometimes simply staying with emotional stuff and modeling a way of handling that allows people to connect with strengths that they have that mean that we don't need to medicalize or signpost to other specialists, that actually people have, you know, enormous resources themselves. And there's a whole branch of therapy called solution-focused therapy, which acknowledges that people are always coming up with stuff. I mean, people live lives that you and I, frankly, would be hopeless at. Yeah, really. I don't want you to presume the way you've navigated to this table. And you may have transcended all sorts of struggles to get here. But in the grand scheme of things, you know, there's some folk out there that are managing lives which, frankly, you know, would be very, very difficult. And doing some of that amazingly well.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.